Hey, it's Peter here with MyFSHD. All right, today's the day you've been waiting for. We got the Jaeger cast going with Jaeger the Kid. He'll be joining us in a little bit, talking with the man behind the music, everybody's favorite. You know, the only stuff we got on here that's better than 80s music is Jaeger. And, he's on Spotify now, YouTube, any of your streaming services. You can find him searching Jaeger the Kid and make a part of your regular rotation. You know what? Don't forget Jaeger, man. You gotta save 10% for the big guy, right? If you ever make any money out of this, okay? All right, man. So I want to talk a little bit, though, about clear up some questions about the previous podcast with the apabetalone, right? That is a small molecule drug being put forward by Resveralogics as a potential candidate for FSHD. Okay, this is a drug. It's not antisense. It's not gene therapy. It's like the losmapimod, be a pill that you take. I don't know how often you take it, but whatever. It's a little drug that functions to presumably prevent activation of pathogenic expression of the DUX4 gene. Now, I had some issues with it. Overall, it's one of those things. It's always good to see companies getting into the FSHD space. Love that. Whereas Resveralogics is actually a really great company for this class of drugs. They have, I think they've had 9 clinical trials is what I found online, not for FSHD, but for other indications. And this current drug that they're proposing for FSHD has, been in for some chronic indications that are non-cancer indications, which has actually been the big hang-up on BET inhibition. So, just to kind of give you the Cliff Notes version of it, summarize what's going on. So FSHD is a dominant gain-of-function disease. We all know that by now, right? You have aberrant increased expression of the DUX4 gene in your skeletal muscles, and that's what's going to, tee off the pathogenic cascade of events that we're not really that sure about, that ultimately lead to FSHD pathophysiology. Right, so shutting down expression of DUX4 one way or another is, in my opinion, the best way to go. Right, antisense technology like Avidity or Dyne or Miracule or Arrowhead, that's going to remove the DUX4 mRNA, but the gene is actually still going to be on. Right, the gene therapy out there by Epic Biolab or Renogenix, which is my company, that is proposed to actually turn off the FSHD gene and keep it off. One-shot deal gene therapy and keep it off for life, hopefully. Okay. Now, apabetalone, which is being presented, that's more along the lines of losmapimod, which is the Fulcrum therapeutic drug that's out there, right? Losmapimod is a P38 inhibitor. That is a kinase pathway. That is a signaling pathway in your muscle cells. That's actually incredibly important. And their preclinical data done in the lab show that if you block P38 signaling, you can prevent DUX4 from being turned on. And they did many of the same assays that are in this apabetalone paper and went to clinic. And then it turns out when they assessed if they prevented DUX4 from being turned on in patients, they were not able to conclude that that's actually what they're doing. That's just how the data was. Okay, so now you have this other pathway. So what Resveralogics is doing is they're targeting a completely different pathway. This is BET inhibition. The BET stands for bromodomain and extraterminal domain. So that is it is a class of proteins, okay, family of proteins, BRD2, BRD3, BRD4, and BRDT. The T stands for testes. And these are proteins that are very important in turning genes on. They regulate many genes in the genome, and they are involved in, they get recruited to genes that are going to be turned on, and they're part of the apparatus for gene expression, okay? And we learned a long time ago from some really great work by Franz Vedrup at St. Louis University back, at least 10 years ago, that if you block these BET family of proteins with a drug, and he used this drug called JQ1 that blocks them all, you actually prevent DUX4 from being turned on. Okay, and so there was this attitude of therapeutic avenue. Now, my interpretation was kind of cool, but no path to clinic because these bromodomains are really small, highly conserved domains, and blocking them is great in the lab for tools, but it would be really hard to specifically block them And if you did even very specifically block them, you still are going to shut off a lot of different genes. Okay. So it's going to become a dosing issue. There are a lot of genes regulated by BRD2, BRD3, and BRD4. Okay. So I looked at so it's been bounced around for 10 years, this concept. I think it's very reproducible. A number of labs have been able to show that BET inhibition, making a small molecule that prevents the recruitment of these proteins to active promoters, it prevents the gene from being turned on, right? So the concept is fine. You have a pathway, just like P38, you have a pathway that in the lab is required for activation of DUX4, block that pathway and you have a potential therapeutic. Okay. Now, what the little difference here now is the original drugs were, they blocked all the domains, all the bromodomains of all the BET families. So it's the only two, there's BD1 and BD2. And the apabetalone only blocks BD2. Okay, so now you're getting some specificity in there and some selectivity. So this will be safer, less toxic, fewer genes are going to be dysregulated. And the question was, does this still regulate DUX4? And the answer was, well, they say it does. I'd say they haven't shown that it does. Okay, they never once looked at DUX4 mRNA expression. But they did look at DUX4 target genes. Now, where I came up with an issue with this and was kind of a confusion, I think, on some people is when it gets to the kind of the details of how you assess things, so it is to always people say complicated and difficult to look at DUX4 mRNA levels. So people look at the target genes because they are more robust. Okay. And there's a set of genes published by the Wellstone in Seattle, really Stephen Tapscott, Robbie Twill, Jeff Statlin, Leo Wang, and the gang, came up with a really great basket of target genes that, Fulcrum has used in their clinical trial and others, to say that these are represent, surrogate markers for DUX4 expression. Okay. And so now, they do and they don't. quite honestly, they're pretty good, but if you actually look at the data, rarely are all four genes set of genes up and everything, and they go up and they go down. And in general, if you look at enough target genes, you get a feeling that maybe DUX4 is being regulated, right? That's the idea. Personally, in our lab, we like to look at actual DUX4 mRNA levels and really see that we're directly because targeting DUX4, because the DUX4 target genes in the end are regulated by other genes. Now, I think it maybe depends on your modality. If you truly have a DUX4 targeted modality, like an antisense or the gene therapy, you might have more confidence because you know that the target is very specific. You are directly targeting DUX4, and so the target genes are really going to be probably indicative. Now, we still look at DUX4 every time in our lab. Not everybody does, but we always do. Just not that hard, guys. just do the right experiment. But whatever. So other things like apabetalone or P38 inhibitors, they target a lot of different pathways. You don't really know how these DUX4 target genes are regulated independent of DUX4. And so I actually don't give them as much leeway to say that they're not going to look at DUX4. So I actually, if I was reviewing the paper, I would have mandated that they look at DUX4 levels. It's just not that in cell culture, it's just not that hard. I also wanted them to look at more cell lines. There was this concern that their controlled drugs or the drugs they were comparing apabetalone to, JQ1 and lasmapimod, just were not working the way they are known to work, at least in our lab and published by other groups. In fact, Fulcrum has a really outstanding publication on lasmapimod. And quite honestly, the single cell line that they used did not really recapitulate what's already been known. So it made me think, okay, is the drug no good or are the cell lines no good? So that was a bit of a concern. So I'd like to see, I think you have to validate your cell, your drug. You have to do just a little bit more work in FSHD than in other systems. And that gets to kind of the fundamental thing in FSHD therapeutic development. You got to remember, most of these companies are not FSHD companies. They're platform companies. Resveratrologically, most of the things they're looking at are cancer. Right, they have this heart disease. They that they're looking at. They have other other indications. There's some sort of inflammatory or edema, swelling disorder or something. They're not neuromuscular disease companies, right? Even, you know, these other companies that have clinical trials going, you know, if you look in their websites and you see all the indications, most of them, you know, they may have 20 different indications that they're looking at, of which there's one company I recently looked at, FSHD was the only indication that was a neuromuscular disease. Actually, honestly, if you look at Epic Bio, they're not a neuromuscular disease company. They're looking, you know, the platform company of epigenetic gene therapy. Okay, of which FSHD is one of their indications. And so, you know, on a certain level, you say, okay, they maybe aren't going to do, I don't want to be too critical, but, you know, the FSHD aspects that need to be done maybe needed to be tightened up. So anyway, I just had a number of questions. Another thing I was interested in was looking at healthy cells, quite honestly. And people, that actually raised some questions with some people that were listening. And why would, you know, if healthy cells don't have DUX4, what's the point in looking at healthy cells? Well, the point is that one of the analyses that they did was they said, okay, we're going to look at all the gene expression that is in the cells plus and minus their drug. And then they're going to say, what are the pathways that are now altered? And the thing about it, turns out that the FSHD, the pathways that are altered in FSHD that Amanda Rickard published in 2015 were not affected, which suggests that they were not resetting the FSHD program. Now, they had other data that said it didn't kind of make sense. So it was kind of strange. They showed that their DUX4 score did go from a bad score to a good score, which is zero is a good score. But they didn't affect the global system network of genes, unless they really hit it hard with a hammer that was a non-physiological dose or non-clinically relevant dose. And then went on to say, well, you know, but we do affect all these other pathways that are known to be involved or have relations to FSHD, like P53, apoptosis, it doesn't matter what you guys know. You know, and I thought, you know, my argument would be, well, how do you know that apobetalone doesn't just dysregulate those pathways in any cell type? And it's got nothing to do with the FSHD. You know, so, you know, it was kind of a weak overall. You know, there are pluses and minuses. I thought was a good step. I'm glad they're in there. I'm not ready to don't think they're ready to pop apobetalone into people yet. Got to do a bit more work. It was a little disappointed with the rigor and some of the assays, but I was actually quite happy though that, you know, it was promising. But you know what? Losmapimod looked better. Their data looked better, and they still did not meet their clinical endpoint in the phase 2B clinical trial. Don't know about phase 3 yet, but remember that. You got to make a pretty, you know, they need to make a good enough case, I guess, that the FDA will allow them to go to clinic. And that's an interesting thing. You know, you might also say this has already been in people. It's a repurposing of a drug. It's already got a safety profile out there. You could piss around in the lab for years and never go to clinic. On the other hand, you know, if it's maybe it's worth a phase 0 or some level of a small phase 2A or something to just see what if you get any beneficial effect. I don't know what they're thinking. You know, so, you know, I'm not writing it off, but I'm not actually, you know, we're not popping corks yet. I just wanted to see some more stuff done. But, you know, it's another case. You know, I don't know how many of y'all knew Resveralogix. I've known for a long time, actually, that Resveralogix has been in the FSHD space. You know, these things pop up and, you know, there's more companies out there like this that are looking at FSHD as space they still want to get into. You know, there's enough people around the world that have it. It's dominant gain of function, which is just ideal for a lot of technologies. There's just a lot of things going in the favor for FSHD for developing new therapeutics. And you know what? Even once we get one, even if, you know, I hope losmapimod trial, I hope it actually is real benefit, not just what's the proper term to say, phantom benefit that gets approval. I hope there's actually a real benefit. I'm concerned that there won't be, but regardless, you know what? We can do better. I guarantee you we can do better. And more stuff is coming. You know, this people are not getting out of the space. People are not putting their programs on hold. People are getting into the space and ramping up their programs, because I think everybody feels, you know, that, you know, technology is better. Hey, we love our technology. Others, you know, there's a lot of technology coming. Clinical trials next couple of years, there should be a lot of clinical trials going on, and a lot of different modalities. So maybe this will be one of them. I don't know. I'd like to see. There's a number of things I would like to see improved in their analysis. But you know, hey, you know, glad you guys are in the space. Welcome. Cool. All right, man. So, you know, before I could ramble on for the next 15 minutes and not say anything. So I will, I'm actually going to cut it and, going to go over to our interview with Jaeger the Kid. Took some time out of his, evening to sit down with us and discuss his music, what's going on, and I'm not a great interviewer, so I suggest you read the whole thing, because the most interesting stuff is at the back end when he talks about what the songs mean and everything. So, you know, it's about 30-minute interview. Stick with it's a great it's a great discussion with a really outstanding up and coming young artist. And you know what? You heard of him here first. I'm telling you, and the thing is, I'm not just blowing smoke. I actually, honestly, swear to God, this kid's got talent. I think he has found his wheelhouse of talent, man. So, I'm thrilled, thrilled for him, and he's going places. All right, so this is going to be Colin, and then afterwards we're gonna, you know, sit down with Jaeger.
Thanks, Ruby.
Conversation, I don't get no conversation. I've been gunning for some conversation, but I feel like I'm in a different world. But the same, like I'm in a matrix. Feeling like the island of midnight sun, I've been stuck in stasis. Don't know why it all work out, so I trade all of my bases. I've been switching faces, switching paces. Bust to feel like I'm crazy. That's why I'm higher than stay station. Why are y'all hating? They ain't seen what I've seen, but they gon' act like they can't choose better. Stairs come and they just gon' run away. Come back on another day. But my demons never go away. They just stay up in my brain. And the shit comes to me like muscle memory. I ain't gotta think about it, and it's just happening. Man, I don't even know what the fuck is happening. Calling, yeah, I've been calling. Looking up to the sky, the man, I won't be ballin'. 24/7, 365, disassociate.
All right, we're back. That was Colin, you know,
yeah.
our man Jaeger the Kid, and you know, we got people have been requesting. Always the one thing that everybody agrees upon. They said less me and more Jaeger, because the music. I'll tell you, when I was down in Orlando, the only thing, the comment that I got from people with the society, where they said, hey, you know, we love that intro music on your podcast. That's actually a true story. So that, beyond that, I don't think they like the podcast so much, but that's cool. But everybody loves intro music, so I got a special guest for you. I promised you we'd have the Jager cast. I got with me right now inside the actor studio. I got Jager the Kid with me live from Lincoln. Jager, how you doing?
What's up? What's up? I'm doing fine. How are you?
Doing all right. Doing I understand. So I've been, you know, asking for more. Everyone's always asking for more music, and you now have come through. You've complied. You're putting a bass out, so, like a whole album together. It sounds like what, like 10 songs or something?
Well, like I've had. Like I've been like making music for like the last year, 2 years, but like so over like the I've like made good songs like in like the first like couple months of like making music, but like I knew I wouldn't be able to release them because they sounded like trash compared to like where
You
it
made
is now. Yeah, just because I needed like more time and to learn what I needed to do. So like I kept some of them around, and so now I just have like a stockpile of songs that I think are like good. And I was able to like edit them all because now I'm on like a, I know what to do for like the editing and stuff. So
But you
now I
know,
have like,
that's crazy though. You're like, I mean, true artist. I mean, and because, you know, I've
I
heard some
appreciate
of this, so, you know.
You're going to fill my ego up. You might want to calm down.
Well, no, it's just that you know, yeah, because I've, you know, I do the same thing. You know, we have our CRISPR goddess, Carice, and her writing. It sounds very, she's like, oh, I got to edit, got it. It's like, you read the story, sounds pretty good. Ah, no, it's got to be perfect. And you got the same thing. You're like, you edit this note ain't right. This word, I mean, you're actually really going in on the minutia to get it exactly right, right?
I appreciate that, but I don't know if I'm necessarily as good at it as Carice. Mine's more of sometimes I have like a song, then I'll be like, I'll come in with a general idea of like what I want to make. Sometimes I'll like just start making something, I'll see where it takes me. Then other times it's like the most ADHD thing ever. Like I'll be like talking about something, then about something else, then about something else, then about something else.
But that's how it is, right? That's how the creative process. I mean, you can't, if you try to control the creative process, you ain't being creative. The music goes where it's
Exactly.
gonna go, right? It takes you. You don't take it. It takes you, right?
Right. You got that right.
Yeah. So
So
you just is what you got. I mean, you have no control over. I mean, you do, but you don't, right? I mean, it's a.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I just don't like to brag because not that
No,
I don't
that's
like to
cool.
brag. Like
I'll
I have a
brag
big
for you.
ego, but like I just don't want to seem like I don't know.
No,
I just
I know
want
what
to
you're
make it.
saying. You're humble. You're humble. You know, it's your craft. You're doing the music. But I gotta tell you, I mean, your initial foray public. I mean, I don't know what you did before, but I asked you for some intro and some MyFSHD music, and you came right back with what we have on. We've had the intro the whole time the podcast has been going, and the exit, and everyone
No,
loved it. I mean, really immediately, everybody was like, "Man, this music is fantastic." I mean, was that your first effort or what?
that was like I've been making stuff for a while. Honestly, I think out of like all the ones, that might be one of the better ones I've made. Because like sometimes it just like whatever ideas you get, and then like randomly like everything just starts working like perfectly together. Like you'll have a sound, and then like the first thing you check if you have like another idea for a sound, like the first like thing you try happens to perfectly be it. And like it just keeps on rolling. That was like one of those beats because it was like I made it in like 15 minutes. It was just like I don't know.
It's perfect
Everything
for a
I
project. I mean, it is absolutely
yeah.
perfect intro music. If you want to have, just so you got to, I mean, it's just perfect. I mean, I don't know. It's just like very professional. I feel like if people think they're like, I bought it. Actually, I really got it. I should pay you for it. Actually, I feel bad.
No, I don't think you could have paid me at the time with child labor laws.
Well, so have you been doing this for a while, but I mean, so is, I mean, if you, I know you as a sports guy and not so much a music guy, although when you were out here fishing, you had the beats going, you always were just kind of jamming. You
Yeah.
sounded like you were kind of making music on your own as we were just kind of hanging out. So has this always been a passion, or what's the deal?
It kind of has been. Mainly sports were like my big thing. I didn't mind singing. Like I was in like some like singing competitions in like elementary school and
Really?
stuff. Like the ones that were like, hey, you guys are kind of the better singers. Which ones of you will come to this camp with us kind of thing? And I didn't know it was like corny or uncool or it wouldn't be fun. So like I went like the first couple times. So I didn't mind it. It's just more with sports. I always like sports way more. But then kind of during high school, I started on YouTube, more videos started popping up for this thing called FL Studio, and that's like what I make my music on. So I just kind of like I don't know, I never like started it from those videos, but I think just seeing it made the in the back of my mind like the influence that, hey, this is a good thing to make music. Then there was like a point where I was like, I'll try it, like sophomore year, and I was just super wishy-washy if I did it, like mainly because the
You got to
version
kind
of
of dip
FL.
in a little bit, right? You got to dip in, see if you like it. You how's this, so you're kind of feeling your way in. And
With the FL Studio, the free version, you can like stay in it for forever until like your computer dies or whatever. But as soon as you exit out, you have to save your file, otherwise you can't log back into it until you get the paid version. So my first beats and everything were all made, like I would be at school and I would stop, like if my computer was at like 10% and I was in like fifth period and I needed it for all these other classes, but I was making a beat in like the class before, I wouldn't pull out my computer because I would like lose the beat. But
Man, so this gets to the
during
thing. So you do everything, but you do 100%. You're doing the video, you're doing the music, and you're doing the vocals, right?
But it's more because I'm one of those people that is like if I saw like a wooden spoon, then I saw it'd be $15, I'm like, screw that, I'll just go make it myself.
I can
Like
make a
that's
wooden spoon better than that for cheaper.
exactly. I did make wooden spoons for that reason. But like that's just like it's like stems off of that. But it's also fun. I also am bored. It's like I mean
It's fun. Sound now you got to be passionate about it, though. I mean, you gotta. I mean, for the amount, for the quality that it is. Just speaking for myself, and I've heard a lot of other songs, little early versions. I mean, they all sound finished to me. And I gotta tell you. So, speaking of Carice, she sent me. She I told her I was. I have you on the podcast. She said, "Tell Sore." She goes that she absolutely loves Colin. She got the link, she got on YouTube, she needed to know how to like it better. But I mean, it's really genuine. I mean, people just actually, it's a different, she said, it's
I
actually,
know.
you always
I
worry, it's just
appreciate
going to be
it.
just, oh, that sounds like so and so, or that sounds like this, or just, everyone's got a band, this is actually unique sound, man. And people love it. It's fantastic. We got to
I
get it out there
appreciate that.
more.
I appreciate that. I don't know how to take compliments. I don't know if I like emotionally stopped at like six or something, but I'm just like
Well, don't worry. You want more most learning to take it's well, you're gonna have to learn to take them over this music because people really like it. But that is one
I'll
thing I
just
want. So I want to, I my audio. You give me the link, so I'm able to get a pretty good version of it. But people are gonna want your songs on their I what I you know I'm too old. What do people put music on? All my people are running around with these earbuds around lab. They don't even listen to me. They got their
They
music on.
might
They're
have
gonna want your music. So how do they find it?
it should be on all streaming or major streaming platforms. There's like a list of 30 things. So if you have a streaming service that isn't supported by it, I would be more surprised.
Okay, so
Actually, I'll
was
let
it
you
your
on that.
search for Jaeger the Kid or your search for Colin? What do you want to search?
You can search up Jaeger the Kid on I mainly do Spotify. I haven't like checked every single other one, but I've been able to find myself on Apple Music, Amazon Music, and Spotify, and
And
on
Jaeger with a
YouTube Music.
J-A-E, right? J.
JAEGER, the, and then Kid, both two D's.
Kid with two, is it one word straight through? Jaeger the Kid, 2 D's, JAE with one word. That's cool. Okay, we're gonna punch that up and see. So actually, because people, one of the things that I was requested, oh, you're talking to him. You gotta make sure that. How do we get this up to higher up on the like list? How do you get these? How do you, I don't, but one thing again, I always go back to Carice with her book. She's like promoting. She had no idea how hard you pour everything in, you get something good like your music, and then promotes like, we want to share it with me. I mean, not everyone has to like it, but you want people to have the opportunity to then not like
Promoting's
it, I guess.
like promoting took us a ton of time to learn too. Like if music took a lot of time, like promoting took like half the time. I would have probably started releasing like 4 months ago. But like learning all this promotion stuff took forever.
So you're self-taught on the promotion too. So you're doing your
Well,
four.
it's YouTube, but yeah, YouTube self-taught. There's a ton of good
you
people.
Punch up. That's the same way I change my lawnmower blade. I punch up a YouTube video and hope the guy doesn't get end up dead at the end. And that's how it's. So do you find a YouTube how to promote music type of thing?
Yeah, there's this guy I found, and he's like, he works for the Rolling Stones, and he has like a fair amount of experience in the industry. And he's just talking about what he's seen, but also he talks about current things like TikTok. You're supposed to post 60 videos a month on TikTok to keep promotion.
What?
Yeah. So I pre-made my 60 videos.
Holy cow. I mean,
currently because the, if music doesn't work out, I'm going to be very sad. Also, because my hard drive is going to have about 7 gigabytes of useless videos.
So wait, how long is a TikTok video that you're doing? What are you talking about here?
Mine are like 30 to 40 seconds, which doesn't necessarily sound bad, but TikTok has got a the easiest ways to like pretend I'm making it for a super ADHD person. It's got to be flashy transitions. It's got to be like re-engaging every 3 seconds. It's just like,
Well, I know that, you know, I see the metrics on the podcast, apart from the fact that everybody says it's way too long. I mean, I'm like an hour and a half almost every podcast, but it is funny. You can see the metrics on how long people listen and how quickly people drop off on everything. Not a whole lot of people listen to the whole thing, but even with a song, you, right? You got to, I mean, a 2 minute song, 3 minute song, 30 seconds, even when I'm on Facebook, sometimes it takes me 2 seconds to be like, nope.
Hope people don't think that about me.
You got, but I know what you mean. You got to grab, right? I mean, there's so much to look at. You got so much time. It's like, how long does it take? Of course, I'm looking at fishing videos normally. I'm like, like, what are they going? What I got? What, look at your stupid rod. You're reeling this thing in still, really? Dunk, you know?
Are you really still selling the same trash rod you were 3 videos ago? I don't care.
Exactly. It's just like, I want to see. Okay, now you're falling. Okay, you're trying to lip hook a muskie. Okay, I'll watch that. You know, it's just like you still lose your finger every time. No, so okay, so you got video, you got so. I was interested because I thought it was just gonna be music, but I didn't realize you had all this video going with it too that you put up. It's creative. That's remarkably creative as well.
Thanks. I was playing like GTA one day. If you don't know what that is, it's Grand Theft.
Oh, Grand Theft Auto.
It's a famously known video game by parents.
I'm Atari, okay, Space Invaders and Asteroids.
Hey man, Atari's goated. So like in GTA, they have like this it's basically like try to be a one-to-one recreation of life. So basically all the real cars, they try to make it whatever. So I was just playing one day and I realized, wait, I can make music videos or at least canvases with the GTA, because I was gonna try to do it, but I'm like disabled and doing some cool things might be hard. Also, any moving around that isn't in the same like 1 foot circle back and forth would probably not work. So I just saw like in GTA, I was like, oh, so like I think my first 3 or 4 songs has like a little music video from like GTA, but I took like clips from certain things, so like shot the scene I wanted. Then I would just, there's like this website that AI to video. And so I just got the AI to make it. So I thought it looked good.
All right. Cool. Well, so no, I mean, it's an interesting thing. I always like the people think of us as scientists, just kind of like we're like Poindexter or whatever nerd. I actually think science is incredibly creative. To me, success science is you're creating stuff that doesn't exist. I mean, anybody, you know, there's derivative science, and it's a lot of people do just see what other people do and try to copy it. That's why I was so impressed with Carice with the CRISPR inhibition and the stuff we do for FSHD or from our lab. I like to think of us as kind of artists, you know, but I mean, but trying to create stuff, but the problem with our art is it works or it doesn't work. You know, it's like, hey, it was really creative, but it sucked. It didn't work, you know, or maybe, but the music, I mean, it's just fantastic. I mean, it's it just seems like an endless stream of creativity. You can just, it's just building and building coming out of you. It's
fantastic. Is this going to be a career?
Is this your career going somewhere?
I hope so.
I hope so. I think it'd be a great career, but that's so, you know, 10 years ago, you weren't looking at yourself as I'm going to be on the Grammy stage, but now, you know, it's
10 years ago, I was probably wondering, what is this weird hair growing on my body?
Don't, well, you know what? I just got back from the dermatologist. It never stops. Okay. So it's, no, I think it'd be a great career, but that's you know, it's a tough, you know, it's a, I think you, to me, you already have the most important thing. Is that your music stands out? Well, two most important things, because you could stand out for sucking, but you stand out for being really good. The people genuinely like it. I mean, you know, you just kind of hear. I'm just one of those people that I don't know what's art. You know, just like going to see a painting. You gotta go to if I'm gonna buy art, it's like I know what I like. I can't tell you what I like, but when I see it, I know it.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay. And then there's another one. Nothing else matters. I'm very, very picky on art. Very picky on music. I'm very specific on my 80s music. But your music at least really stands out. I mean, it really stands. I mean, the beats, and you have, and I've heard about a dozen of your songs now. I'm lucky I get the preview. And it's not just one thing either. You know, sometimes some bands, it's just like, it's the same damn song over and over and over and over. And you just say, you actually have quite a breadth of sound, man.
Yeah, it also could be because, well, I'll just take the compliment. I'm not going to try and self-sabotage myself. Yeah. I appreciate that. It's I don't know. It's just, at this point, I just take it as luck that it keeps happening. Like, I know, like, it could be some form of skill, but I'm just, like, here for the ride. As long as it keeps happening, I'm cool with it.
But that's right. But that's exactly right. It's just what's in you is coming out. So that's, I think that what's really hard is if someone wants to be a painter and you suck at painting, you can just go and go and go and do as much as you can. All oil paint, you know, you just, you know, or everyone's got a book. Everyone, if you want to be an author or a music, but if you don't got it, it's always a battle. But when it's kind of natural and organic coming, it's like, hey, I'm just trying to get out what's inside me, man. It's that's, I think that's when it is a natural talent and it's real. That's, you know, as a, and you don't want to control it too much, man. Don't form it too much. Just like, this is what's coming out now, you know?
I want that, yeah. It's like, the thing that's, it's been easier making music than trying to promote it for whatever that's worth. It's just like,
you know what? I can tell because you're a humble guy because, and I tell you, I have the same problem because my postdoc advisor told me that my problem was I don't sell myself well. He's like, you always, because I didn't want to sound like an ass. I'm like, he's like, no, this is going to change. Nah, I don't know.
It's also because we probably think those people sound corny. Like, dang, shut up. No one cares.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's tough, but it's a tough thing. You need someone to market for you, maybe, because I mean, because then you just kind of, you make the music and someone else, you know, because it is hard to sell yourself because you're like, hey, it's just me, man. I'm nobody. I'm just doing. I always feel bad. Yeah.
You just have to get super conceited and like just start like talking. Like, it's just phases. Like, you can only, like, you know, I have my ego under pretty good control because I don't know. I'm a guy that doesn't have muscle. I have to have a big ego for some self-worth, keeping it like even with other people.
But you can just let that go. But you're backing it up though. I mean, the thing is, it's not, you know, there's a different thing between promoting, you know, air. And promoting something that's really genuine, you know, and we actually always have this problem. I got to tell you, you know, I always have a hard time, you know, I do Zoom calls all the time with patients around the world and they're, oh, Dr. Jones, we're so happy. Oh, thank you so much. You're just doing changes. I'm like, not that you don't want to hear it, but I just, we look at ourselves, we're just doing our job. We're doing our best and we're happy to help. I'm glad that anything we do is helpful. We hope we're going to do, but you know, I don't know. It's I think similar to you.
It's because it also
I really hate like it when people tell me how much they appreciate.
Yeah, it's just like, nah, I'm gonna do more or something.
Yeah, it's like there's more coming. I'm just like, yeah, right. It's like the story ain't written. Now, you know what? When the deal's done, when we drop the mic, FSHG's cured, and we're walking off, then people can say you did. But you're at the beginning of the story, man. Your story is just starting out, right? So you don't want to start taking too many plaudits now because this is just the beginning of the career, man. Start of the mountain.
Everybody stay quiet. Calm down.
But at the same time, you got to get it out there. You got to get more. We got to, you know, so we love having your music on the podcast. And, you know, I'm embarrassed at how, I don't know if I should be embarrassed at how little my audience is or how big, because I still can't believe anybody listens to me. But
I think whichever one makes you feel better.
I mean, Tiger Girl is always telling me, she's like, I can't believe anybody actually wants to listen to you.
Maybe that's how she views you. Jeez.
She's like, they can turn you off. I can't turn you off.
Why? It's not fair. You need
to offer like, I want that. Exactly. Where's the pause button, man? All right, man. So we got to – No, that's actually really so promote. I'm telling you, I've told you this before, and I mean, I've told your dad this as well, that I fully expect that you're going places. I want to when you're up on the Grammy stage, I want to we got this is recorded forever. It's on the internet, right?
You can come up.
I gotta be in the thank you list, man.
You can come up on the stage. I'll put you on my shoulders, and we can just walk up. It's Hollywood. It's probably something they've seen before.
No, we're there. It'll be the first time I watch the Grammys, actually. It'll be I don't know. The award shows have kind of gone weird, man. But when I was a kid, it was a big deal. You get together for an Oscar party, a Grammys party, and just I don't know. It's just kind
of I'm pretty sure most of them are all paid for. It's not like the people who win aren't good actors, but like the final list, I'm pretty sure is like
I'm glad you understand that I had that mentality, because actually we've always taken pride in the fact that we've never won an award for anything. We've never now Chris did win like a researcher of the year thing way back in the day, but
trash it, burn it. Yeah, the last time awards mattered award, was like high school. Like you win state, they give you a first place medal. Yeah, this feels I earned this, but then it's like after that, it just becomes more for appearance.
I never even got a participation trophy, okay, man? I got the – no, I guess I shouldn't say. There's actually winning awards. I don't know. Maybe I did win. You know, I did actually get second team all Northwest Ohio for center half in soccer. So
Look at you, Peter.
There you go. That's my last award. My last award was a senior year in high school, center half.
Bicycling over people.
But the thing is, you know, it's just it's sort of like a mentality I'm doing, because everyone knows who's good. You don't if you need yeah, a list
it's
of
like
awards
if you're if I'm good, good enough, people will know
that. That's
I'm
exactly good. Right. You just stick with it. And the thing is, people started like trying to win award. Now all of a sudden you go inside, well, I want to win, I gotta go do this or I gotta do that. And you're not true to yourself. You stay true to yourself, do your art. Your art comes from inside, and you know, I'll tell you right now, the preliminary results is fantastic. People love it. And all you can do is screw it up by thinking too hard about it. You know, just stay organic, man.
Yeah. Oh, at least for the next year, I have no choice to be. Like, the next year is already done. Now I just got to make a trillion videos.
You're gonna give us one. You're gonna give us a sneak peek at another song, right? What's the song we're gonna go out on and tell us? Well, first off, I'm gonna ask you. Tell me a little bit about Colin, which was the intro song, and then tell me a little bit about the song we're gonna leave on.
Colin, it's just about disassociating and being a little depressed. It's like just being not being. Also, disabled people can relate to it too. Because, like, you know how, like, small things we can't really relate to people and, like, the small things and, like, the everyday things they talk about? It's, like, our experiences are, like, way different, and kind of our common sense logic is a little different. It's just kind of about that, but also goes into being sad for reasons you can't change and, like, just dealing with life stuff.
All right. So it's actually not just a great song. You got there's some depth to the song too. All right. Good.
Well, I mean, you can decide to listen to it if you want to, or you can listen to it as you go to bed. I'm a multifaceted artist. I can be your nighttime, your sad time, your chill time.
Well, that's actually really good, because actually people have their mood music, you know, it's just kind of like, because it's kind of, sometimes you want the music that's going to dig you out, and sometimes you want the music that's going to relate to you, you know?
Exactly. And then the next song is Jolly Good Show. Jolly Good Show is just, I don't know. I wrote it a while ago, so it was like I was slightly more cynical like back then. So you might be able to tell it, but it's just like, I don't know. It's like maybe it's kind of like making fun of all these things. It's like, hey, like Jolly Good Show, like just trying to make fun of like, saying I'm like happy, but there's like all these things that I've realized that weren't as black and white as people told me it was, but they act like it's black and white when it's convenient, but it's gray when it's convenient.
Most of life is just gray.
Yeah, but like people will say it's black and white, and not, I don't know if I was just too immature. It was more of like a surprise. It's like I knew things were gray, but like everybody like claims these things as black and white, but they're not really. So I was just being cynical about it. So it's just like,
you think kids are people being honest? You know, it's a level of honesty to the younger people, right? You just want people to tell you the truth, right? Don't just give them to me black and white. Tell me the reality, right?
I don't care if it's like 30,000 people got brutally killed. I would rather know than be the person who finds out from the newspaper instead of, I don't know, like someone else that was there if that situation ever happened.
Yeah, just saying. Yeah, okay. So a little bit of, speaking some truth. You want to hear the truth. Maybe that's why. Well, that's what we try to do. We try to do here too. People want it black and white. They say, "Give me $50, and I'll cure your disease." That ain't the truth of it. But we give you. I think people appreciate the truth. I think people are grown ups. I think even kids are more grown up than they may. Okay, I haven't had the opportunity maybe to raise kids as I should have, but. You like to think that you can be honest with your kids. And that's often some advice I try to give to people. And don't wrap them in bubble wrap, but you can be some honest, and you just want some honesty.
Yeah. I don't think it's maybe necessarily maturity. It's just, if you've been lied to enough times, you probably have enough reasons to not believe people.
Yep.
So it's just nice to get the truth.
Send us Little Billy's college fund. We're going to cure the HD tomorrow.
If you give us your social security numbers, I'm an African prince. Please trust me.
Oh, yeah. You know, that reminds me. I got to get back to my friend in Nigeria. I got to wire him some money. Yeah, he's going to.
Yeah, bro. He's been waiting.
Oh, man. All right, man. Really appreciate it. So what's the song that we're going to be heading out on, and where can we find it?
The only song that's out right now is the song on Spotify. It's Runaway. The song that will be coming out November 8th is Colin. And then the song that I think is coming out December 12th is Jolly Good Show. So I'm just like giving the teasers here to make sure that they can't resist.
All right, so we opened the show with Colin, but the song that's online is Runaway, and then you're going to go with, one a month? Is this what we're going with? We're going to tease it on out one a month, so people sign up and follow you, right? They can follow, and they'll be notified that new stuff's coming out?
They can follow my Spotify account or any whatever service you're on. I think if they offer a follow feature, it'll like notify you when I release songs.
Cool. Okay.
Or I'll just
cool.
Or you can follow, if you follow the Spotify, you don't have to follow any other social media. But on Instagram and TikTok, it's just Jaeger the Kid. Like Jaeger the Kid, 2 D's with Kid. And I'll post updates there. But if you just follow like a streaming account, you should probably get a note.
So if I get a TikTok account, I'll see 60 videos a month.
Yep. It's like,
I've actually never been on TikTok. I got to tell you, I only see these little things that come up on Facebook. I don't have it. We will do that, and we'll get the lab, and we'll check it on out. Hey, you guys gonna come out and see us sometime this summer, maybe?
I don't have money, so it's more of a question.
Well, we're gonna change that, man. We're gonna turn this into a money making career, man. You'll be buying, first thing you can do is get an upgraded on the car you got there.
Whoa, you don't like the Ford Edge, the 2011 Ford Edge with leather interior and Microsoft Studio stereo? That's kind of hateful.
You just crossed the line there, Peter. He loves his car.
It'll keep you grounded. Stick with it, man.
It's Ford. It's Ford. I'm like going like 60. I went 111 once, and the car just started shaking vigorously. Like,
hypothetically, if you were to have gone 111, is what you would want.
No, I already got pulled over for going.
Oh, you did? Okay.
I had 3 speeding tickets in my first year.
Oh wow! Holy cow! Yeah, I got a couple back, and I was 16 too. No, that's cool. All right.
You can go fast. Why let it go that fast? What am I going to be running away from?
You live problems? In Nebraska. It's just straight, and you got corn on both sides. You know what's going to happen, right?
Exactly. I got pulled over, and there's no one around. I'm like, really? I'm sure 99, but like, there's not a soul here.
Well, you know, Takako got pulled over in a pickup truck, and she said, well, only because it couldn't go any faster. I remember that was back when we were dating. She got coming through the – I imagine that state trooper was quite surprised to find a little Japanese one in the morning driving a pickup truck 100 on I-86.
He just, like, rolls down the window. Ma'am, do you not – I can't believe this thing's so shit.
He cut her some slack, though. You got to be cute, you know. He cut it down to just so it was, like, 29 over.
Yeah, I think that's what the cop did for me. I was like, I was triple digits.
Yeah, keep you out of the penitentiary. All right, man. Really appreciate you taking some time out on your weekend to join us, everybody. So thank we're going to log on. Make sure you listen to the full song all the way through. Like it, follow it, good stuff, and pass it on to your friends. Hey, if you don't like it, that's cool too. Not for everybody, but, you know.
No, it's not.
At least check it out. No, check it out. And, hey, man, we wish you nothing but the best going forward. And, hey, remember, you started on my FSHD podcast.
That's right. You guys are where this clout obsession started with.
All right, man. Really appreciate it.
Told you so, and many things to let it know. Travel so fast, we'll go to slow. Ay, don't try this shit at home. Ay, what you gonna do with shit bows? Ay, there it goes. Tired of running down, but you ain't fast enough. You gotta get your ass so. Ain't the bad, why did they tell ya? Ain't no sense, standing deep, we're trying to sell ya. And for 12 hours, you're gonna pay for now, ya. Started back on an hour. She wanna get tired on the back with child. Shiny, illegally, we got, I wanna be a felon. But I'm trying to count some of what you're selling. I know it's late, love. Been down for a while, so I'm just trying to feel some. I just wanna feel some, I don't wanna do some. Fade up, redress, every time we run. I don't wanna be them, gotta get out of them. By the way, I'ma show it up, feel like a rerun. Like yesterday and the day before that. 20 times that, you know, 100 times that. Yeah, here's what it is that I'm changing. If I'm falling for my pins, it's going to risk. Tell me, hey, I'm tired, this is all I've been trying to do. Tell you so, and many things to let it know. Travel so fast, we'll go to slow. Ay, don't try this shit at home. Ay, what you gonna do with shit bows? Ay, there it goes. Tired of running down, but you ain't fast enough. You gotta get your ass so. Ain't the bad, why did they tell ya? Ain't no sense, standing deep, we're trying to sell ya. And for 12 hours, you're gonna pay for now, ya. Started back on an hour. I see I'm doing it, doing great. Caught a tree to outer space. But he wants to be a part of the way I made a way. Doing it all right. All my plans are all so in outer state. How to fade away. How to catch a break. How to get some space. Catch the stun to the face. No straight legs. Always got a straight face. You think shots gonna get me with the grapes. All got a good glue gun. He's from TV all the way to see a blue sun. Sad in a kind of blue sun. Ride these in mind like a new song. Said I'm sorry, that's all I gotta do, son. They not tell us I'm really trying to feel some. Ain't you a pain that I can really feel now. Shit, here's what it is. Ay, told you so. And many things to let it know. Travel so fast, we'll go to slow. Ay, don't try this shit at home. Ay, what you gonna do with shit bows? Ay, there it goes. Tired of running down, but you ain't fast enough. You gotta get your ass so. Ain't no bad, why did they tell ya? Ain't no sense, standing deep, we're trying to sell ya. And for 12 hours, you're gonna pay for now, ya. Started back on an hour.
Thank you for listening to the MyFSHD podcast, where we share with you the latest news and information on FSHD as we strive for a cure. Do you have a question for Peter? He'd love to hear from you. You can reach him at peterjones@med.unr.edu. Thank you for listening, and join us again next time for more news and information.